This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Genesis Galindo. First name is Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Last name is Galindo, G-A-L-I-N-D-O, Galindo. Date of birth, 9-7-2021. This letter is being written to Dr. Naresh Kapoor. First name is Naresh, N-A-R-E-S-H. Last name is Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, thank you for asking me to see this 9-month-old baby in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Genesis experienced a reaction with eggs following ingestion of an egg with some other food, period. She developed a rash pretty much mostly on her face and neck, and there was low-grade angioedema of face, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, or stridor, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. This thing happened almost an hour later, period. She was given some Benadryl with some with definite resolution, period. However, since then, mother is afraid of introducing different foods and wants to make sure there are no allergies, period. There is no history of any asthma or rhinitis, period. There is a dog in the family, but that does not seem to be a source of problem, period. She has a history of minor eczema on her face for which you have prescribed hydrocortisone with some benefit, period. Overall, she is growing well, period. She also has history of a rash while she was taking amoxicillin for ear infection and was given Benadryl with definite improvement, period. There was with amoxicillin, there was nothing to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 8-month-old child who did not appear to be sick, period. She had low-grade erythema with some scaling and excoriation on her left cheek, period. There was minor rashes on her neck, period. Rest of the exam was normal, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various rashes, period. We also talked about amoxicillin allergy, period. Clinically, I do not believe she has any amoxicillin allergy, period. She certainly appears to be allergic to eggs, and I recommended we do some testing, period. Next paragraph. Her RAS testing revealed moderate to high reaction to egg white, period, thus confirming egg allergy, period. Her total IgE is 47, which is almost 2 times the normal for her age, period. Skin testing revealed 3+ reaction to eggs, but no other reactions were identified, period. She is very young and certainly can develop other allergies, and this was discussed with family, period. I told her to introduce single foods at a time and certainly not give any eggs in any form, period. My final diagnosis, mild atopic dermatitis, number two, milk allergy, Number three, no evidence of amoxicillin allergy. Period. My plan. Number one, avoid eggs completely. Number two, egg elimination diet was discussed and appropriate literature was given. Number three, hydrocortisone 2.5% twice daily for the rashes. And that should take care of this problem, period. Certainly, we would need to monitor her for development of other allergies, period. This allergy usually would be gone in a few years, but no definite timing can be predicted. Period. I told mom to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. New paragraph. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies, with the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Genesis Calendar.